Ladies and gentlemen, we are indeed back again. The motherfucking Ono Radio Show. Live tonight for the first time from Scumbag Studios. We've got plenty of great guests. We've got some old-timers and, well, some old-timers. So stay around for the greatest radio train wreck you'll ever hear. It's the Ono Radio Show. We'll be right here and back and all that other stuff. That's right, we are back tonight. We welcome once again Brian the Cajun Seat, and I guess what we're calling seat number one from now on.
Seat number one.
Well, it's guest seat number one.
Numero uno.
In number two, we have our good friend DJ Trems, Trevor in the house.
How you doing? What's
DJ
happening?
Safety first.
Safety first, ladies and gentlemen. Safety first.
And in the scumbag corner, who other than our good friend,
the remaining champ.
He doesn't get a camera shot? Duncan. He doesn't get a camera shot?
No camera shot necessary on this.
Is it mysterious?
Look, so I just want you to behold the glory that is the scumbag throne right here.
It is the scumbag throne.
Like, seriously?
Scumbag green.
This is beautiful.
You got the amp behind you. You got the scummy couch.
Yeah.
You got the scummy mic with no mic stand. You have to hold.
And look at those glasses.
Look, and really, you gotta want it.
Look at those shades.
Dude, look at the shades.
Don't hate on the shades. Look.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying, look at them.
Yeah. Look at these women's knockoff cheap ass motherfuckers.
Why not?
And you know what? I don't give
a
fuck.
On the road.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got you back.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
From rich folk. Protect them from rich folk.
Fucking yep.
Anyway, like to make fun of my boy on the scooter.
It has been forever and a day since we've done a show.
Seriously.
Yeah. And especially all of us in the same room.
Yes.
And how appropriate that we do it tonight for the first time in Scumbag Studios, my new studios, the new compound, if you will.
Yeah, this is definitely...
Yeah.
This is definitely
ground
zero.
This is great. But I definitely just got bugged out for the first time in your studio because your foot popped out from under the American flag. And it bugged me the fuck out. I was like, oh shit. I thought you had a snake in here or something.
Right.
I got awesome. Animals, you know, Adam's just always attacking me. I can be anywhere.
You are the when animals attack guy.
That's fucking bullshit.
Well,
that's good.
It has been fucking crazy long, and I mean, do you guys like it? Are you digging it?
I'm digging the whole setup. I like it.
I was here
the
other
night.
We got
rotating cameras and everything.
Yeah, you like that? He's got a cameraman and everything.
I got the pre-introduction last week, but I was so drunk he didn't even remember.
Hey, you know what? I was here.
You came to my house?
No, wait. I was here when we were just kind of forming it out.
All I know is the table is down. What happened?
But anyway, you know, here it's finally here. We're finally doing our first show. I finally got shit hooked up. Everything sounds okay, hopefully, for you guys listening live. And for those of you listening live, by all means, call in at 321-332-0186. We'll have the Skype up. I promise you, it's up. It's up.
Is it?
It's up.
All right.
So we're good to go for phone calls. Me and Duncan tested it out last night, so
it sounded really good.
Sounded great.
Yeah.
Sounded phenomenal.
Should be running flawlessly.
It sounded as good as a scumbag is allowed to sound.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we
exactly.
are scumbag. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, a few weeks back, you know, I'm just gonna jump right into it here. I'm just gonna start jumping into topics because what the fuck? I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, fuck the dumb shit.
Who gives a shit?
And
I don't give a shit. I'm
not even. Something that kind of bothered me a few weeks back. We were at work. I don't know how long it was. It might have been a couple of months ago, but I think we were at a place at the factory or around the factory. Trevor, you okay?
No, it's his first beer.
First, yeah.
Yeah, right. Ever.
All right.
I'm sorry.
So we're eating lunch either way, and Duncan says, I think it's a teeth out sort of day. And Duncan proceeds to take his teeth out and put them on a napkin or something next to his food.
I put it in my pocket. I was classy.
I never knew Duncan didn't have
four teeth on his on the top, right?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
What I'm just trying to... There it is.
Gotta show the camera that. All right. See that? There it is. There's the front four teeth. It's even creepier when you lick it like that. Yeah.
That's why I do it.
Oh, my God. So anyway.
Like a Sawzall, the slower you go, the dirtier it is.
Point being, all right. my question is, how the fuck did you lose those teeth? And how, why, you know?
All right.
I was about to ask that question, actually.
No, hold on.
Because I never knew you didn't have teeth until you said it in the car on the way here, and then he just said that.
I just dropped the bomb right now.
So this is the first time I've ever found out you didn't have no teeth, bro.
Let's take a poll.
Did you know he had no teeth, Brian?
Brian, did you?
No.
Look, it's a secret I kind of try to keep, you know? Like, oops.
Well, fuck it out now.
I don't give a fuck. Like, really? Okay, let's take a poll. How do you think I lost them?
I'm guessing it was some form of work-related accident. That would be
nope.
my first guess.
Nope.
Benoit, what's your guess?
What's yours?
Caught some bullshit in the mouth.
Trevor?
I want to expand on Benoit's caught some bullshit in the mouth, and you were extremely safe. And you fucking bit a curb.
Yep. That was some form of bar fight or some alcohol-related incident.
Yeah,
you
alcohol-related.
Right?
Okay. So we're all on the same page. But it's either something with the ridiculous job you do combined with the fact that you're usually stoned or at some point in your life drunk out of your mind. And you,
never
you probably
at work.
Did something stupid. But you didn't, is
but
what
the,
you're trying to say.
The answer is, in fact, no.
You ate a lot of candy because you were a fat kid.
Yeah, but that's not why I lost it.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's part of it. That's part of it. We're getting there.
All right.
Candy.
I like this game.
Candy. But not for your mouth.
Second phrase.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
That's your subject.
Yeah. Okay. Hell of a drug.
What's that like?
It's
no, be real. Like? Be real.
Dude.
What is this, intervention?
No, I'm just asking, like,
come on, man.
Okay.
I was 18.
How do you get into that?
I was 18.
Not be into it now and, like, I mean, tell the story. Why the fuck not?
Oh, because I was...
Be real with all right,
people. Look.
Be real with that shit.
Be real with that shit.
Own it.
I was 18, right? I grew up in a really small town, right? My fucking high school reunion is coming up next week. I can't afford to go, so I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to let them relish in the fact that fuck you guys. Anyway, I moved out of my shitty small town to the city, not really the city, but like a bigger town.
Yeah.
Definitely. And got my first, you know, first apartment, really started smoking a lot of pot and drinking heavily because I didn't have any fucking responsibilities. I worked at the mall that was 5 minutes away.
Right.
Like I didn't really have anything going on. And then I was engaged with this girl and, you know, never did anything harder than drinking or smoking weed. Her and I broke up because I'm a scumbag, right? This all goes... This is all part of the story.
Okay.
And one of our roommates, you know, used to do a lot of coke. And I was just like, fuck it. She's gone. Why not?
Right.
So that's how it started.
It's a hell of a drug.
So is
and
it, do you, it was it the gummers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It was purely the gummers that did it to you?
Yeah.
You think?
No, I know. I know it was. Because for as much as I would snort, there'd be a lot left out. And I just...
And you
when you do a lot... Now, look, we need to put a disclaimer.
Don't gummer your coke if you do coke.
Yeah, nummies are bad.
You're
going to lose your
teeth. For a long time because you will lose your front
You'll lose
teeth
your fucking teeth.
And look like
Duncan. Well, did you just not brush your teeth before you went to bed? Is that what happened?
No, dude, I wasn't sleeping.
Because what if they brush your teeth? Well,
but
I mean...
He didn't...
Well,
when did
yeah,
he brush
that's
his
true.
Teeth?
So, well, then just... Then actually... So then the real... The real... thing we should be saying here
no.
is brush your teeth.
Well, yes.
No,
hold on.
Brush your teeth
but
in between
look,
every line.
But look, they
blow a line, brush your teeth.
Hold on.
Okay.
I know
a crackhead when I see one. He's always got that minty French
fresh
breath. Minty
fresh
breath.
Fresh breath.
There you go. And he can always identify something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Look, they didn't fall out. I had them taken out and this put in because, like, I didn't smile fucking at all. I was just, like, I was embarrassed by it.
By the way, we have Angela Tripp sending us messages and listening to the show, obviously. Apparently, she says, your show is the shit.
You are
so,
the shit.
All
button, and she's calling. She's calling right now.
Here we go.
Let's talk to Angela Tripp.
Angela Tripp.
Angela, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a video caller. Awesome.
We can even see you on the video.
With the sunglasses and everything. See, the scumbag chair has its benefits because I can actually see what the fuck's going on over there.
Eventually, we're going to have a monitor for you.
Yeah, look.
We'll get to that.
Oh, and you got to direct me and tell me how I'm focusing in on the boys.
Hang on. There's the boys. There's the boys for you.
How you doing?
Hi.
Trevor,
you're
looking. Oh, shit. Did we lose her?
Nope. There she is.
There she is.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
How you doing, Angela?
I'm good. How are you?
Fucking excellent. This is the Oh No Radio Show, and you're probably our first legitimate caller ever.
Right?
the first one I've ever heard.
No, besides Weber.
Let me ask you this. Are you watching on justin.tv/Oh No Radio Show right now?
Yes.
And how does it sound? Does it sound okay? Can you hear us all?
Ah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's not distorted or anything. We're all good. All right, fuck yeah.
We're not embarrassing ourselves for a bunch of audio.
No, I'm sure. No, we're not embarrassing ourselves. We're embarrassing me. It's fine.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah.
Did you know anything about Duncan's lack of teeth? did you know anything about Duncan's lack of front teeth before you started watching the show?
What's that?
What?
Shut up, guys. Did you ever hear anything or did you know anything about Duncan missing his front four teeth before you heard this show tonight?
No, absolutely not.
So it was news to you
as well? Yeah, see, breaking news on the Oh No Radio Show.
I actually have a theory. I think he went to somebody like Claudia Van Strudel and got like a freaking day-old muffin and broke his
Hold on. The fucked up thing.
Start telling people. That would have been a way more family-friendly element that we could add into the Oh No Radio
Does
Show.
It count? Oh, does it count? Sugar, right? Does it count that I've broken the fake teeth eating like fucking baked goods because I'm always have the munchies?
Oh yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah. No, it's happened once and it fucking sucked.
So how do you know Angela?
Me?
Yeah. How do you know Angela?
Do I know Angela?
Oh, I thought you knew.
Do I know Angela?
Do you know any of us?
He doesn't. She knows me.
Yeah,
I don't know her.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I'm Reverb.
Whoa. Almost on the moon.
Hang on. Almost. We were halfway there.
Do you guys know me or something?
No.
I think I heard the name before. I'm trying to, you know, put names to faces and stories to faces. But, I mean, I can't tell how many butthole stories I've heard by now. So it's pretty safe as to which one you are on the level of butthole story.
Right.
You know? I just wanted to say butthole story. Butthole.
I thought you were gonna say I've seen a lot of buttholes in my day. And
I have.
Realistically, as a scumbag, who hasn't?
That's kind of what it's called. How many buttholes do you think you've seen in a lifetime?
A poll question?
No. Well, you can be the first to answer the poll. We'll start. How many buttholes in a lifetime have you seen? And we'll write it down. And Angela, what did it put you down?
She'll go.
Buttholes
that you've seen.
How many brown eyes did it put you down for?
And your name is Angela. Angela Tripp.
Pairs or singles? Or are we just going all out general? Did I pass this count?
Pairs or singles? Whoa!
Rewind.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, every butthole is individual here.
One person, one butthole.
You can't discriminate buttholes. Everybody has their own butthole.
Yeah, one person, one butthole.
You've at least seen your own.
So we can go with at least one.
No. Okay. No. This is a question for a woman. The question for a woman. How many times do you think in your life have you seen your own butthole? While shaving or looking at your lady parts, you have that mirror thing. I've seen you guys do it in the bathroom.
It's like fucking yoga.
I've seen the videos. So you must have seen your own butthole plenty of times. So if we count how many buttholes and we include every time you see your butthole, we can assume that's at least
2,000 buttholes. I'm gonna go ahead and put you down for 2,045. Because I think you might have seen 45 other buttholes. I'm just kidding.
I'm going with 2,200.
2,200.
Oh, man.
Hold on, but I'm upping hers.
The lady's a little bit.
To talk. So, Trevor, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, I got 22.
2,200? Trevor is going with 2,200 buttholes? He's even his Brian?
Wow. Oh, wait, me? I thought we were talking about her.
Oh, no, you,
asshole.
Oh, me?
No,
Trevor's in the book.
Then you got up to like four. Oh, I had to up it if it was me, then.
Four.
4,000.
I'll put plus 4,000.
No, 4,000.
I'll put 2,200 plus 4,000.
No, that's a lot of buttholes. I guess I hang out with you three every day, pretty much.
It's definitely, you know. I think I'll go with 1,072.
1,072.
That's a respectable number.
Sounds like a legitimate number.
1,072. Right? That's pretty legitimate. I'm crossing out the 2,045 because you sounded pretty convinced on that. And did you have anything you wanted to ask us, by the way, or mention on an internet radio show?
Wait.
I don't know. The butthole thing was pretty interesting.
Right.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah. All right. First half of the show has been about buttholes.
Buttholes.
Yeah. Normally, it's just
and how the hell did I wind up with 6,200 buttholes? That's a lot of friggin' buttholes.
You guys, yeah, I'm even gonna put 6,200 buttholes.
From New York, man. Life's fast.
Well, I guess if you do, I mean, I played basketball. We had the locker room, but you had the shower in the locker room.
Oh, okay, all right.
There were dudes' buttholes.
Man. Listen, man. Hey, a butthole's a butthole.
That's true.
Hey, that could be a song.
I think that might be a song.
It's not like I like the butthole. It's not like, hey, I said, hey, look at his butthole. I'm just saying.
Sure.
No, whatever.
Whatever.
In
obviously,
brain.
You guys weren't athletes. All right,
how much?
Obviously, I wasn't
obviously
an athlete.
You weren't an athlete.
Look at me. Do
I'm
I look like I was
you.
Ever a goddamn
no,
athlete?
You weren't.
No.
How you talk to your butthole? Look at me. I'm such an athlete.
Yeah.
No, that would be scary.
That's why you. That's why you.
Wait,
need 6,200.
Hold on. Wait, you talk to your butthole? I don't talk to my. Obviously, if you talk to your butthole, you
I say hold on for just a little bit longer.
Hold on,
there. We're almost to the factory.
I'm just saying.
Penguin walk.
you're doing the Cheech and Chong. Cheeks stay together.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Oh,
I feel
it.
A touch of head poking.
Coffee. I have been known to stop at the 7-Eleven on the way to work. There's no doubt about it.
All right.
Anyway, Angela, it's been great talking to you. You've been on the line for 7 minutes and 45 seconds. So
officially,
that's our longest caller ever.
Even though you really didn't say or contribute much of anything.
But that's all right, because it led to us talking about buttholes for
exactly.
a few minutes.
Buttholes.
You're now, all right, I'm going to put your name in Skype down as the butthole queen. And whenever you call, you will have that reigning title. So you're welcome to call as the butthole queen any day, okay?
Can we get custom ringtones so baby got back, please, when she calls? I like big butt. Then we can put holes.
All right, now, we'll get into buttholes later.
More.
Right, we're hanging out now.
Why are
See
we
ya.
Talking about buttholes?
Bye.
I got a wave, too?
Yeah,
Jeez.
No,
oh, come on.
Awesome.
I got a wave.
No, that's great. You fucking lazy prick. Technology is in our favor tonight, and I think we're
it's
we're
the feng shui of the apartment. It's actually the wood floor on the ceiling.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I do kind of.
I think you should put
that's
a table
why I keep
upside
looking at the
down.
Ceiling.
Yeah,
right. I was just thinking
that. No, do not do that.
No, because you know who's gonna have to hang it.
Do not. They give me flashbacks when I'm sitting here. Don't do that.
No, let's not do that.
No, because then I'm the one that's going to have to be on the ladder L bracketing it to the ceiling.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, Holly
and I'm
going to
have to put speakers behind it.
Do you know a Holly? Any
Holly?
I know a Holly, but I'm pretty
Holly?
Sure she's in Montreal.
Holly?
She says, by the way, Holly says hi. Hi,
hey, Holly.
Hi,
Holly.
Holly.
Fuck off.
We're trying to do something here.
We're trying to be intellectual
and shit.
Trying to fucking talk about feng shui and you're distracting us when Holly says hi.
Buttholes.
Yeah. Might as well put LOL and shit on there.
I haven't said the word butthole this much since, like...
I don't think I've ever said butthole.
Eighth grade.
No, believe it or not, it was probably hanging out at the tattoo parlor back in, like, 2001, 2002. My tattoo artist used to tell a story about a convention that he went to, and there was a guy doing a lecture, and he was like, "And once I had to do a tattoo of purple flames on the butthole."
On the butthole.
That's pretty nasty. I've got some tattoos in some really shitty spots, and fuck a whole lot of that.
Yeah, why would you want a tattoo about your butthole?
Is that, alright, how similar is that to, like, anal bleaching and all that shit? I know those, like...
Anal bleaching? Wait, hold on. Rewind. What's anal bleaching?
You never heard of anal bleaching?
No.
Anybody else here ever heard of anal bleaching?
Okay. Right. I'm sorry.
Alright, thank you.
I'm out of the loop here.
Look, some of... Never mind.
Is it a country thing?
No, it's not a country thing.
I think it's a porn Brazilian gay thing. Like, but not all three at the
same
time.
Like a Brazilian wax you talking about?
People that take it up the butt.
Yeah.
They anal bleach. And like a lot
of... Like the clean out, disinfectants and stuff?
I don't know. It's not like inside. It's like they don't want their asshole getting all that dark outer ring.
Yeah.
So, really? So they bleach it a little bit. Through some skin process. You've heard of it.
Yeah, yeah, they make it all...
accurate.
Yeah, make it all one color.
So basically, if you've seen a lot of buttholes in your life, and people have the dark outer ring, it means they like
they
it
do
in
not,
the butthole?
No, that means that they don't...
It means they don't bleach.
Because
right. It can mean for... It's like, you know, from taking a crap and stuff, you still get brown on your butthole. Is that what we're saying here? I don't understand.
Wikipedia says that anal bleaching is the process of lightening the color of the skin around the anus. It is done for cosmetic purposes to make the anus more uniform with the surrounding area.
And make it so you want to fucking lick it a little
bit
more.
I gotcha.
More.
I'm just... So not, I'm not
it's,
in
it's,
that...
It, yeah, it's a cosmetic
not
thing.
In that realm.
Yeah.
But getting a tattoo on the anus, do you think that's kind of similar to anal bleaching?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Because I don't think anal bleaching, you're not using a needle.
No, probably not.
Oh, definitely not. You have a tattoo.
You got a tattoo.
On my butthole? Exactly.
No.
No, but no. think about that. Like, granted,
think about where your tattoo is.
Granted, that's not a very painful spot right there.
No, it's not.
It's not. But you think about that, and think about someplace as sensitive as your fucking brown eye.
I can't even fathom.
Because I remember when it was hitting my shoulder blade, kind of, the one I have on my back, and I was like, Oh, I couldn't imagine.
For all I know, I have hemorrhoids. There's something going on. I drink it up here, and I shit water enough to
shit
wear the pump. I don't need a tattoo around me, you know?
And no. Absolutely not.
I tickle Brian. I love it when I tickle Brian.
Caught the bandit.
Caught the bandit.
Anal bleaching bandit.
I don't need any anal bleaching.
Yeah, so,
it's on fire already.
I absolutely do not think anal. Yeah, and that. What if you had hemorrhoids and you anal bleached?
Oh man!
Because just bleach, I can.
Wait,
I mean, obviously, it's bleach.
Hemorrhoid? I don't know.
Right?
No, I think your ass would be in the moon by yourself. That shit would hurt.
I think you would probably just want to die.
Because you know, because I know you've all gotten gig butt, and then you've gotten home and went in the shower, and then water. Water hits the fucking your swamp ass. Woof! That hurts.
Oh my god!
I hate that one.
Yeah.
I can only imagine now a tattoo down there. Jesus.
Or the
bleach. How do you put bleach down there?
Come on. Come on.
Look, Brian's getting upset.
Now Brian's getting upset.
We're just talking about buttholes too much
for
Brian.
Let me switch this real quick. Let me say, since we were talking about tattoos, you ever seen those? You know, it's usually the old Puerto Rican women that do it. They tattoo their eyebrows on.
Permanent makeup,
tattooed eyebrows. Like, first off,
fuck you if you do that.
You're a moron.
Yeah.
And second, you have to be a certain age to do that. You're never going to see a woman in her mid-20s do that. You ever seen that? Because I haven't. You ever see, what's the lowest
I've seen girls in their mid-20s get tattooed on their face.
Yeah, I've seen it. Makeup.
Yeah, but not tattooed makeup eyebrows. Not, yeah. That's what something you do when you're over 40. Certainly.
That's what I was going to say.
Over 40.
And the
sure.
women that I've seen maybe might have been old. I don't even know if they were.
Yeah, they're usually
older. They're pretty raggedy looking.
Yeah.
I mentioned this the other day at work with you.
With me?
With Trevor, sorry.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting really sick of uppity old people.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them, man.
Yeah,
seriously.
Why do you have a right?
Yeah, why do you have such big of a... And I understand, like, I try and, you know, pay a lot of respect to old people. Like, that's yeah. how I was raised, and I completely understand that, you know, side to it. But when I hold the door out of you and I go out of my, you know, hold the door for you and I go out of my way to hold the door for you, and you don't...
Acknowledge my existence.
It's a mustache.
I get a little pissed off. I think I've even had it since post the mustache. By the way, we're sans stash tonight.
Sans molestash. That's why mine is extra thick and bushy tonight. It's to compensate
receiving
for the lack of hair.
But you ever get into instances with that with old people where, you know, it's just the sense of entitlement. And I do get it. You're old. You do want a little bit more just space and respect, and I understand that. But when somebody is going out of the way to do that for you,
right?
At least
thank you is
it.
Not a hard word.
So to
word.
Any over 60s listening to the Odo Radio Show, go fuck yourselves and
fuck
tell
you
and
old
go
people.
Tell your Moose Lodge where I came from. You know, that's what I have to say.
I know an old guy. Well. I hope there's an old guy listening. You can tell him fuck you. Tell him fuck you at work every day.
There's always an old guy.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Old bastard.
Well, we can call him out by name. What else does he have to do? Old man Jim's probably listening right now.
Old man Jim.
He just stopped doing that while
bastard.
You're listening to the radio show.
Get off my damn lawn.
Gross.
This is pretty hysterical. I logged into the chat room just now, and I have a message from RM Int, which I know who that is and no one else will. That's my father. My father says your dad is...
Wait, no, that was awesome.
Your dad is watching and enjoying the intellectual language. Picture is crap.
Thanks, Dad.
We'll get right on it.
Wait. Thanks for the words of encouragement.
Sorry, there are no video texts here. Where the fuck is Jimmy?
Yeah. When you get the money for my HD webcams and streaming websites and I don't have to use this piece of shit, then...
and everything else that's free.
Yeah, exactly. Upon that, it is almost exactly time for a break. I think we're
almost
due...
exactly.
Yeah, no, we try and keep it in the 30-minute segments. We're right about there, so... let's go to break here.
So we can give your dad a chance to realize how ashamed of you he is.
Exactly.
Not really because of who you are, but because of who we are and that you associate
exactly.
with us.
Well, there's that, and then there's me also. He probably likes you all a lot more than me.
You know what?
That's my bad.
He's probably been ashamed of Owen for a long time.
God forbid my mom ever stumbles on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be – because my mom will call in, and she will tell horrible stories about me from when I was a kid.
Oh, we should get your mom on the next show.
Yeah, right?
Mm. Do you still have her number?
Of course I have
her
number.
All right, I'm going to take your phone one day and get a number.
Do you still have a mom with me?
Yeah, why would I have my mom's number?
I don't know. Duncan's a weird guy. He might not. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
Even like, if he did it, even if he did it, why would you want to drill that up now? What is this?
Yeah.
What is it? Well,
let's just
go in the backyard and start digging Duncan a hole for him to go sit in and we'll bury him. You
does
might
he
as
look
well.
Like he's concerned.
No, absolutely not. You know what it looks like? It looks like I'm starting a Metallica tribute band.
Exactly.
I still like how we still have our shades on.
Fuck yeah, we still have the shades on.
I like it. Keep
it
on the whole time.
We're going to break.
All right.
Later. Keep your fucking shit together.
That's what you.
All right.
I got
it. God damn it. Oh.
Fucking A. All right.
Fuck a B. They got more holes.
Hey.
This is a song. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
And we're back to the On Our Radio show. I'll do it anyway.
You guys on up? Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yes.
You should hit record on your
it's recording.
It's doing all its right. thing.
All right, I'm just making sure.
We can turn that off.
I didn't see you hit anything, that's all.
I'm like a fish
in water. I'm like, ooh, shiny object.
Shiny
object.
Exactly.
Fucking barracuda.
Exactly. But you piss me off, I'll bite you.
Speaking of animals, I've had a very difficult week.
Oh,
yes, you.
The curse that once was bestowed on you, Trevor, I believe, has definitely now made its way to me.
Actually, I don't know, but go on.
Yeah. Well, moving into this house, you know, as any house, I guess, you're going to find the bugs that have been there that, you know, have been
right.
chilling out while the property is vacant and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever. And,
I can't believe you want to talk about bugs. I got
no, man. No,
bugs.
Well, here, just
no,
hear,
hold
just
on,
hear
hold
me
on.
Out. Hear me out. I'm getting ready for work. It's fucking early. 6 in the morning. Throwing on my shoes. I'm in this room. I see something move, man. And I know it's big. I'm like, that's either a really big cockroach, but I think it's a spider. And you kind of, I see it out of the corner of my eye, and it just does this sort of move. Oh no, Scooby!
I can't wait till we get sound effects.
And it. Well, it just creeped me out, and I was in a rush. I had to get to work, you know. I got my routine. I got to do everything in the right order and get out the door and blah blah blah. And I didn't have time to kill this spider before I left the house. So I shut the door to the studio. I call Teresa at like 7 a.m. and she's waking up, and I'm like, "Babe,
we got
arachnophobia. Just so you know, there's a big ass spider in the fucking studio." Just so you know.
And you really thought shut the door was going to keep the spider in the studio?
Yeah, right. Yeah. it can't hurt.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it can't hurt. It might not tempt him to go in elsewhere. It might be like, it's a chill space. I'll just hang out here for a while.
Yeah. I'll do a podcast.
Yeah,
fuck around some pro tools.
I'll fuck around and look at the porn on the internet. Here, and, this is all good.
Because that's what spiders
do.
Porn.
They love porn.
They
love
porn.
Spider porn. Yeah. Fuck yeah, it's dirty shit.
You have 8 legs. Dude. Imagine what you can do with 8 legs.
Slapping you in the face.
Wait, hold on. You think a spider's got a dick for every leg? 8 dicks?
Yeah, that's what, probably. 8 eyes.
Well, he said
8
dicks.
8 legs.
8 legs. Homeboy from New York's never
logic.
Seen a spider
it's
before.
Logic,
man,
right?
A spider has fucking 8 dicks.
Wait, but yeah, all right. So hold on. Let's get on.
That.
Wait, but now you want to get into. The curse, you
well,
must
no,
have
no,
known.
No,
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 hold
no,
on, it's come back.
All right,
well,
yeah, I have to finish all right, the rest all right, of the
story.
Right, go. So I have to, you know, obviously I get home that afternoon and nothing has been done about this spider and I know he's lurking. So I come in the house and I'm just, you know, each wall, like I'm looking up and I'm like, I got a feeling it's one of those.
He's watching.
Those wood war wolf spiders. They
wolf
live,
spider,
they
yeah.
live in, yeah, they live in attics and all, yeah.
Now you
and I'm
looking
at
around.
This and I got like, fucking wood everywhere on my ceiling. I'm like, oh shit, that motherfucker could be anywhere. So I'm looking everywhere as I'm coming home. I go in and out of every bedroom. I'm like, okay, I think it's safe. I check the bathroom. I look at the shower curtain. I'm like, all right, I need to take a shower. So I hop in the shower. Fucking doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Shower's good. Shower's good.
Out.
Shower's good. Rub one out. Cop a sandwich. I don't know. get out of the shower. Take off the towel, start doing a thing, and you know, I got fully clean. And I got where I keep my towel is it's one of these hooks I bought from Target, and it's you know, yeah, it hangs on the back of the door. It's real handy, you know, for people that don't have a lot of whoa. Did something?
What happened?
What'd you do?
No, that's good. For people that don't have a lot of towel hanging space,
they're on Target.
Stay on target.
And so I got the towel off, and I was twirling around, and I got half asleep. I twirl around.
Frolicking in the bathroom.
Standing there in the mirror saying,
and
man,
as I'm doing, as I'm my turn.
Look at me. Look at that.
Look at this shit. Boom.
Look at these guys.
Yeah. Fucking nuts hanging as well as they can hang. Fucking flexing.
You know, that counts as looking at your butthole. You probably turned around. I'm sure you turned around.
And then
you looked at your butthole.
No. I didn't make it to my butthole. I was on the turnaround when I came to the door, and in the corner of my eye, just as it was before that morning, the corner of the eye caught this spider. And there it was, in all its glory, as big as my fucking palm, dude. Like, the biggest goddamn nastiest looking thing you've seen in a long ass I've seen in a very long time. And it's kind of hairy looking, and it's hanging on right on the corner of the door. And it's jittery. You know, it's like...
And like, it's about to die, man.
It's playing games with me. It's playing games.
Yeah, because you move and it moves.
Because it's saying you and me,
exactly,
fucker.
Exactly. And I'm trying to, like, go for the door handle, and I can't because I think the spider's just going to jump out at me
and you know it will, and
pop on me.
Your first instinct wasn't to take the towel and smash it? You wanted to run out the door like a girl?
Because I knew, here's what I knew. And I knew that I had to kill the spider. You know, reaction one was this spider has to go down, but I didn't have the necessary tools to do it. I'm looking around. I'm like, shampoo bottle, no. This is a one-time, one-shot, one kill. If this fucker gets on me or near me, there's going to be trouble. I can't do it. Yeah. I have to get this in one good smack.
And it has to be something big enough to fucking kill it.
Yes, exactly, because it's a big fucker. And so...
But is it poisonous?
I found this box, miraculously, that I kind of, like looking at the spider while I'm leaning down in the bottom bathroom cabinet looking for this fucking thing, and I found this
for an apparatus of murder.
And I'm looking at the spider, and he's going back and forth, and I just take this box that's real thin, and I just palm it in my hand and rip the towel off me
and pray,
soaking wet, and just went wham, you know. I gave it all it's worth, and boom, one shot done. As a little girl, I threw open the door and ran into the bedroom.
Naked.
And yeah, naked. and for about an hour and a half, I couldn't go in the bathroom. I didn't even clean him up that minute. I knew he was dead. I saw his lifeless body, and I left the bathroom as quick as I could.
You stayed there just long enough to confirm the kill.
Exactly. And then I got out of there. At one point, I do believe I was standing on the bathtub. Soaking wet with the towel on me. That fucker's going to drop to the floor. I can see him. He's looking at me. Later on, I'm going around my house. I find two or three, like, joints and parts of spiders. My theory is that Ginger the cat had attacked this spider and kind of got him because she was acting weird for a day or two beforehand. So she got the spider, injured the spider, and the spider was, like, that's why it was moving so erratically. It couldn't really move. And it was trying to get out of there. It was trying to do its... But it couldn't. So, I don't know.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Have you ever had any... Like, a spider, seriously. As big as... Pretty much the palm of your hand. With, like, its biggest legs. Coming, like... Oh, man.
No, but
I've seen them.
I've had snakes. Oh. Fucking snakes.
Is the snake back?
No, snake's not back. But Terminex is coming to my house Monday because Nicole swears she saw a black widow today in the shower. So she claims she went to the bathroom and she saw the spider run into the shower, the same concept as you, but it went the opposite way. It went into the shower. She went back out the door. So now she tells my mother-in-law is down, unfortunately. And she goes out there and tells her, you know, that there's a spider in the shower. So now my mother-in-law goes in there and proceeds to try to kill this spider and starts... She can't find it, so she starts spraying and shit, and the spider comes out and she steps on it. But as she steps on it, she says, a freaking water bug runs out. So now she says she runs out of the shower because she'd rather kill the spider than the water bug. And so this thing she's claiming is huge and shit.
What are they running down the drain, or...
No, because...
where my shower is, it's like one of those windows kind of like head level. Because
they
won't
do that. They'll run down.
And it's on the outside of the house. So I assume they'll come up the wall and go by the window or whatever because it's attached to the shower. I don't know.
Well, fix your insect problem.
Well, I am.
I'm trying to fix it. Terminex
is
going.
Terminex is coming Monday. So anyway.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So, but listen. So now she runs out of the shower without killing the palmetto bug. And now, after I speak to you about the show, this occurs today. I speak to you about the show, and I say, yeah, I'm going to get a shower and get ready. I'll be there in a little bit.
Right.
I jump in the shower, and as I go to reach for my axe bottle, goddamn fucking palmetto bug jumps out at my ass. So now I'm like, ah, I fucking scream because I don't know what it is at first. I just saw something jump at me. So now I proceed.
There's nothing worse than bugs jumping at you.
But listen, so, but now let's like figure out what it is. I'm not a big pussy, so I stay, remain in the shower because this is my dominion.
Right.
And I have an axe bottle in my hand, so I just mush his ass with the axe. Took the teeth, reached for it.
What'd you say, mumble mouth?
Mumbles and mumbles.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. And I put him in the, and I wrapped him up and I put him in toilet, meow.
He got excited, man. He started mumbling.
I did.
That's pretty good, meow.
Meow. Been hanging out with you too much.
Story was, man.
I love it, Brian. You say so very little on these podcasts.
Yeah.
But every comment you make tends to have just this knife in the gut type of attitude to it. And I applaud that, and I think we all should.
I think
it's kind of the snake in the corner.
The snake is silent and deadly, man.
It's the snake in the
He's
corner.
He's coiled in the corner ready to strike.
I like it when the snake has a fact of the week, and I've been told he does.
I do.
We can talk about something else while you prep it, but because I got a couple of things myself.
Oh, do you?
I do indeed.
I have at least one.
First off, I want you guys to watch a video that I have prepped.
Oh, have you?
And this is not anything disgusting like
it's
usual.
It's not Shake That Bear 2.0.
This is just an advert.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. And I think I have it figured out to where I can have the all one viewer watch the, which is probably my dad at this point.
Is that how many we got? We got
well,
one?
Well, if he even stuck around, let me check to see if there's actually anybody.
There's probably not. I mean, at this point, there could be, but really, normally it's just us anyway.
Yeah, normally, yeah.
Oh, Dad did say, send me money to prevent me calling in with horrible stories.
Send me money. So now you're being bribed. Or he's,
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
my dad
I'm not
is trying to extort
shit.
Me.
Yeah, he's trying to extort you. That's awesome.
I can block phone lines. So that's
classy.
That's
good. Yeah, that is good. No, let's check out this. You guys will appreciate this. This is a product called the BioBeam 940.
It should be 1,000.
All right.
9,000.
How am I checking this out from behind the
Yeah,
computer?
You can't see it.
But I can.
Oh, hang on. No, let me restart it. I'm queuing up like three things because I'm trying to get it going for the internet experience as
That's
well.
Right. No,
interwebs.
I understand.
You know, I'm trying to get it going.
To interwebs.
It's interwebs.
Trying to get it going, guys. No,
well,
I'm not done selecting. Let me move it. There we go.
Jesus.
All right,
Jesus.
Close enough. That'll
good
work.
Good enough.
Eat shit, motherfuckers.
Close enough for the owner.
Fuck off. I'm doing a lot here.
Hey, man.
You know.
Hey, none of us are hating.
Nobody's hating.
And our one viewer isn't either.
All right, check out this ad.
Is for anyone suffering from chronic aches and pains. Backaches, arthritis, lower back pain, and inflammation of the finger joints due to typing on computer keyboards. We have wonderful news for you. The BioBeam 940, a phototherapeutic system for the treatment of pain and rheumatologic diseases. Based on infrared light treatment technology, the light used in the BioBeam 940 is a breakthrough in the treatment and healing of various types of pain due to internal inflammation.
Internal inflammation.
The healing power of light has been medically recognized for many years. BioBeam 940 offers a natural and safe healing process that utilizes the healing properties of red light at a narrow bandwidth and amplified intensity. This is a unique process of healing using healing light rays without any heating and without any dangers or side effects. BioBeam 940 enables healing without any risks as well as daily treatment at home. Use of the device is simple and easy. You just connect it and switch it on. By simply positioning the device on the aching area for several minutes twice a day, 6 to 8 minutes in CW mode, and...
How would you describe it?
It looks like a Wiimote.
It does. It looks kind of like a Wiimote.
It's a magic wand.
With an infrared camera.
No, with an LED, with two LEDs.
And a red LED... that shines supposedly infrared light. An infrared light is supposed to be healing our aches and pains.
I would like to say, for the record, that I call bullshit on that.
I call bullshit on this as well.
I call bullshit 158%.
All of us, huh?
Yeah.
All of us, 100%.
I enjoyed the production, though, on the video.
Oh, the production on the video is rather entertaining.
The
narration.
I mean,
rather like, they're really trying to sell this thing. Oh, and they're really trying to be legitimate.
It's rather like
it.
1990s infomercial.
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and hear a few testimonials from people. How about that?
Yeah,
all right, that would be fun.
I like it.
Treated with BioBeam 940 and informed a great improvement in their feeling.
2 years ago, I started having problems in my right knee. I couldn't do anything.
I had terrible pain.
I couldn't do
in
nothing.
My lower back. It started during my pregnancy, and it carried on even after the birth.
For
years I suffered,
pregnancy.
I really did.
My
neck and my back, and I couldn't find
You're
a place
old.
For myself.
I suffered
what
from
you doing
birth,
getting pregnant so
it made it so difficult to walk, work, and even sit down.
Walk and walk.
I went to see the doctor.
You can't even sit down and be happy? Hang on.
So
hang
how do you
on.
Walk?
Hear this guy. I mean, because this would be terrible. Just one second.
I couldn't find a place for myself.
I suffered from backaches that made it so difficult to walk, work, and even sit down.
Even sit down?
Sit down? I can't
and
sit
down. And none of these people are American.
Get to the chopper. I can't sit down.
Get to the chopper. Get down.
I can't get down.
Come with me if you want to live.
I can't. I can't get down.
Your clothes, give them to me.
You know what's funny is that none of those people are American.
I know.
Yeah, I walk and work.
Because Americans only buy certain amounts of bullshit.
I tried all the treatments. I tried physiotherapy treatments.
I tried acupuncture, a lot of pills.
After a while, a friend of mine introduced me to BioBeam 940. And after 8 treatments, it worked like a miracle. Everything's gone. History.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight
Zone. Simply revolutionized my life.
It's like a bad horror movie.
Right, it's like I should be in a fucking sensory
red light focuses and penetrates into
the
painful area and contributes to inflammation healing by reducing and stopping the production of dead cells until the inflammatory process ends.
I don't know that that is true. I don't think that is good science.
I think that that's actually bullshit science.
I think
science.
That is a pretty shitty animation. And I don't think if you have good enough money for a cool animation, your product is probably bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Story, I agree.
I'm calling Bukkake on
Bukkake
that one.
Bukkake on that one. It all comes back to Bukkake.
Bukkake.
So let me ask you guys something.
Sure.
Now, as far as you all are concerned,
never.
Is there not only one definition of Bukkake? Like, Bukkake only means one.
To my
thing.
Knowledge, it's the It is the defamation of a woman by a group of men being, if it was a duo, it would be two. If it was a trio, it would be three. So a group would require at least
four to five
men,
or more.
And it can be as many as hundreds.
Thousands.
And the act, for my understanding, is that other men get off on porn made like this. Essentially the man ejaculating and all the men ejaculating on the woman's face, and glazing her donut, so to speak.
No, that's a different thing.
You're
glazing the donut, that's different.
Well,
but
now we're back on buttholes.
Sometimes you can't even look at.
It's filthy and horrible. The point being,
this is really, everybody pay attention. This is valid. Let's get back to Duncan's point.
My point is, I had somebody at the factory today try to convince me that when, because I heard conversation and I heard.
Maybe you should rewind and do a setting here.
No. We were having a conversation at the factory, and somebody, a woman, said, "Bukkake."
Bukkake.
And I thought, I was like,
"Oh, Bukkake."
It was more like
she had to have said something else. There's no way that this
smirked
person
like a fat kid in a cheeseburger joint.
I was just like, I was like, "Bukkake."
And the first thing I did was look at him,
and I'm just smiling, and I'm like, did she just say Bukkake?
Yes, she did.
Okay, good, because I wanted to make sure that I got that right, because in my mind, I immediately went to Bukkake, and if she didn't say Bukkake, I want to understand why I went there.
It wasn't sushi.
It's good for her, yeah.
No,
so,
but then,
to probably not know that you know. You
right,
know?
But then, no, but then she said, and I started giggling.
Giggling.
Like a fucking schoolgirl. I'm like,
cheeseburger.
I was too. I was just like, yeah, that's cheese.
I'm hungry.
And he was probably like me when I slow down sometimes.
Yeah. It was worse, I think.
No, and then you know what I did one of these. I went. No, but then
you
I
got a stroke mustache.
But then she tried
James,
to convince me. She's
James
just like,
Hetfield here.
She said, well, you know, Bukkake doesn't, it can mean other things.
No.
It doesn't have to mean the dirty thing. I'm like, yes, it does.
That's the only thing it means.
It's the only thing it means. The only thing it means. In the history of the universe, Bukkake, Bukkake
I've never
is
heard
only,
it.
I don't really think there's another definition for that.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean,
that is.
You like me to Wikipedia that?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. I mean, I could probably go to
Urban Dictionary. But see, all right, his Ben Ono radio show.
Oh my god, I think it popped up. A Japanese method of serving various types of noodles.
There are Bukkake noodles.
Bukkake noodles.
Then there's Bukkake sex act, a group act in pornography. So there is, in fact, two definitions.
We have noodles
okay,
and sex.
Bukkake.
So
a
if
woman
somebody
could say, oh, I had some great Bukkake today.
Yeah, but
and both recipes still have the secret sauce.
They do.
Oh.
And if you spill the Bukkake all over her face, well, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
It's just a bunch of noodles.
Oh, so nice.
Oh, man.
Not a Kung Fu Panda.
Jesus.
Kung Fu Panda
how
versus
old
Angry Orangutan.
How old are
we? Oh, no.
Not old.
God damn. We're still recording. That's good to know.
Thank God. They haven't yanked us off the internet yet.
They very well might. Justin TV has done that. Oh, there you are. They will if they see you for too long.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
Yeah. What the
that's
fuck?
For damn sure. Fucking A. Oh, God.
Fucking A.
Oh, man.
You guys have any interest in a new Superman?
No.
They're making one. You've heard this, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's a full-on
relaunch of the whole fucking thing.
Who cares?
Superman was always kind of lame, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the Boy Scout.
He's kind of one of the first ones. He's really dated by this point, and it's like.
And he's.
Bottom line,
look, let's be honest.
Superman's still in a fucking wheelchair.
Batman.
Actually, he's not anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't know what that means.
He's under the ground.
I don't know what that means.
I know he fell off a horse, but something like that. But you know.
Swimming pool horse.
Whatever.
But yeah, they're making a new one with
Superman
a new guy.
Superman's not tough.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
They're going to relaunch the new fucking Spider-Man. That's going to suck.
Green Lantern
probably.
Sucked.
I didn't give up.
Green Lantern sucked. Why
are
people sticking around with all these fucking
the superhero
movies?
It's gotten
to the point where it's done.
No,
five
because
years
we
ago.
Want it to be good. We want it to be good.
They need.
What about the Avengers? Is that going to be good? Isn't that
no.
what all the buildup
no,
is right now
yeah.
in the Marvel universe?
Yeah, but there was a super
Avengers movie with Thor and
the Thor movie was
Iron
decent.
Man and Hulk and all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
And Edward Norton's already said he's not going to reprise his role as
Which
the Hulk.
Which is
going
to suck.
And,
so now it already sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like, who do you have? Eventually, Robert Downey Jr. is going to get tired of playing Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right.
You got Samuel L. Jackson, who, not to be
Are
racist
they making
or nothing,
his movie?
But Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury, was not a bald black man.
He was no, Nick Fury was a bald white guy.
No, yeah. He wasn't a bald white. He was a white guy with black hair, and he had fucking gray hair on the sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was gray on the sideburns.
Maybe. Yeah, man. I don't know.
I'm actually a Marvel. I don't like DC. I like Marvel, but whatever.
Like either way, though, like, that's what they're expecting us to buy into, and for it to be good, you just know, like for a while. Like,
it doesn't matter if it's good. All that matters is it makes money.
People will still go to it.
Money. Yeah.
You said
and you know what else, man? There's a lot of dumb motherfuckers out there
that
like stupid fucking movies.
Yep.
I mean,
well, it's not like they like stupid movies. They like the hype up to the movie, and then when it sucks, they go on the interwebs and they blog about it for 3 months. Until the next stupid one comes out, they give it another $1 billion, and then they blog about it for another.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do.
This is very true. I like the way you think, Trevor, because
you like the way I think.
Yeah, yeah, because you kind of think like a reviewer, you know,
reviewer.
You have a good way of reviewing, you know, a particular thing. Like, you can break it down real good.
I'm an analyzer.
I want you to break down some of these ideas I had for applications for phone apps.
All right. There you go. Let's go. All right.
And you guys all please chime in. First, the first one I've been thinking of that I can make $1 million off.
That you're going to give away on the internet.
I'm
going
to give it away because I don't know how to do it.
Actually, technically, now it's copyrighted.
Now it's copyrighted. Yeah, that's right.
So fuck you guys.
Copyright on a radio show 2012.
This is
2011.
This is one of my two great ideas for apps that I have.
Well, we wanted to copyright it till 12.
The first one is, I want an app. Because, you know, all the phones now, they're vibration sensitive. They can all tilt and turn. And they can, you know, they can feel movement.
Right?
Yeah.
How about we create an application that tells you how many times you drop your phone?
I like it.
That'd be great.
And it's a 99-cent app, and you buy it, and it tells you, it tallies them up. Like, every time it takes a good hard bump, it can feel it and, like, kind of register that. And it's
fuck that.
Right, you know?
I was going to say, for 99 cents, it's got to talk to you
and then you can get to the point where you can start, like, assigning, like, awards to phones, so you can be like, this phone is a warrior, this phone is
right like the one that fell out of some dude's pocket at 13,000 feet
and survived
and is still like
Daredevil.
You get a special
immortal
Stuntman special.
So
yeah, that's my first idea for an app. You think that's a good one?
I like it.
That's good for people like us that drop our shit a lot.
I think a lot of people would buy that for 99 cents.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna get on my iPhone developer agency in the back corner, and I'm gonna give them a call and see if we can't get that happening.
All right.
My second one is more applicable to the show. And the fact that we all love some scoops.
You'll be loving us some scoops, don't we?
We're going to create, in line with, of course, the full clothing line, which we've already talked about, the Scoops EP and the Scoops record
video.
And the music video
videos,
that will promote
the Scoops tour.
That will promote the whole corporation and industry.
Correct.
As it is Scoops Industries, where we're going to create an LLC soon. We need to talk about that.
We will.
But we also will be featuring the new Scoops application.
All right.
The new Scoops app, I think, has got real promise, guys.
All right.
You got a nice ring.
Okay.
I like it already.
Scoop app.
Basically, it's going to be a community. It's going to be an online community. You know, you've got your... Your scumbags.
Let's be honest. Your basic perverts, scumbags.
And you're going to be use your smartphones to take pictures of potential scoops.
I like it.
And these are going to be uploaded to a central database where everybody is going to be able to view them through an iPhone application, not unlike iPhoto, where you're going to flick through the phone, and it will give you a 5-star rating from one scoop to 5 scoops. We also, if it gets to a certain scoop level, which we can determine later, as the creators of the Scoop app, we can approve it. Scoops approved, I think we need to brand it.
It is
a Scoops approved.
We'll give her a flavor.
Ass. So
I like it,
and that's something that even a girl can be proud of. So, you know, it's an on-air radio show, Scoops approved, you know, thing, and we can move from there. What do you think?
I like it.
You get guys to sign up, they can all submit their potential scoops, and then we can I like we can go from there.
I love it.
Sounds good.
That's a fantastic idea.
So now we need to get this whole empire off the ground.
Yeah, right?
Well, the empire starts here.
From this room.
From this room.
With a squeaky fan.
You look at
an American flag.
And a butthead pin.
Speaking of which, why do they still fucking have 4th of July cans?
Because I just saw
in 7-Eleven there was like 3 in the line and the rest were regular
beer
behind it. Yeah. So they're running out. They just got to get rid of their stock.
Yeah, they just got to get through the stock.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it did remind me of something as I was watching TV today. And you're flipping through the channels in the morning. We've all done this lazy day. You come across the news channels, right? And somehow now every one of the news channels has a sexy broad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of them are fucking, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Scoop worthy for sure from behind the desk.
I think they need to start doing,
you
like,
can tell there's something going on, though, back there.
It's Orlando.
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, not even just local news. I'm talking even your CNNs. It's mostly your CNNs. I think Fox News, even its terrible coverage and extreme right-wing bias, has probably the hottest chicks on it, though.
Yeah, and they're all dumb as shit.
All right.
Yeah.
And evil.
I'm not going to check this out. I mean,
you're watching the news. Anyway, so
I usually stop on the Spanish station. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I caught a story.
Spanish network. They always got hot chicks on the Spanish.
Oh, of course
channel.
They
what do. You,
do.
Mean, you don't like the Spanish channel? Everybody likes Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh no, everybody.
I don't have
everybody
to speak
does.
Spanish to enjoy what the
yeah right
around on the Spanish.
Everybody
channel.
Loves the titties bouncing on the Spanish channel.
There you go, see yeah. Onset.
You're not fucking
put
paying
it on,
attention
put
for
it
what
on
they're
mute.
Saying.
You put it on mute and they come out and wiggle it. Some of the hottest chicks. But either way, I'm flicking through. I'm half asleep. I'm watching fucking MSNBC or Fox News. I think one of the two. And the big news today, Budweiser is changing its cans. The first time in a decade, it's changing.
Oh,
it's changing its logo.
Headlines.
It's changing its cans. That's headlines right there.
Yeah,
that is headlines. I'm glad I was watching that channel so I could learn. I could
not
learn
the,
about the revelations that are happening at the moment.
Yeah, right.
Not the deficit or anything.
Well, and not to mention, did you guys? I know you all worked today. There was a really funny story. I was paying attention to it throughout the day. And remember that there was that Virginia Tech shooting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way back when.
They were in lockdown again today, weren't they?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, did you hear anything about this?
No, I did not.
Bottom line is there's a bunch of like summer camps going on there, and there's a bunch of middle schoolers and elementary kids.
Oh, God.
And a couple of kids probably heard stories about, hey, you know, this is where that shooting was or whatever, and reported to a guard or someone at some point that, hey, we saw a man with a gun with a handkerchief over it walk into one of the buildings.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
And
so
the
it was
whole
a hoax?
School went into lockdown. It was just a misunderstanding because it was a bunch of kids.
Well,
From what it seems like, it was just a complete... You know, but the whole media ran with it and like, there's a copycat, you know, killer on the loose. And like,
that's the problem with
stories.
The immediate 24
like,
hour
really?
News.
The first thing, if you saw the coverage of when that broke and what they were saying, it's like, really, you're going to try to connect it to all this shit without knowing anything.
Yeah.
Other than that the campus has been shut down.
People have to watch their program.
But still, because there used to be such a thing in journalism as
they don't need
journalistic integrity,
well,
where you didn't report on something. Yeah, absolutely used to be, where you didn't report on something unless you at least had a fact that was also backed up. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't just go with what one guy told you. Like, you would get a double confirmation on shit.
Exactly.
Nowadays, like... any random idiot can tweet something to CNN and fucking there it goes to the, you know, and then they just run with it. They just run with it and they don't have to have any fact, and then they can always just say, oh yeah, we're sorry. We were wrong. It turns out it
half
was this.
Half the news that CNN and the broadcast media are getting now is from fucking Twitter.
Exactly.
You know, it's all these fucking
and,
web sources
and look,
now.
And
it's
I'm
not,
sorry.
It's not even real news. It's not even journalists presenting the news. It's their summary of what, you know, they make out of the events and can twist their whatever way they want. You know?
I'm sorry, but CNN should only be fucking news. It should just be the goddamn news like it used to be when it was just the news. 24 hours a day,
the news.
Shouldn't
from
any
around
channel
the world
that calls itself a news channel? I mean,
absolutely,
and all of them are guilty of the same crime.
Every
you know,
single one of them.
And even down to the local level now. You always get those stories, like the guys now that are. I mean, first off, there's a tropical storm that might be coming our way. You know, I mean,
might
any
be.
Of you, I mean, Central Florida 13, our
it's
news. Because
they want you to get to Walmart to buy shit.
They want you to go to Walmart and support their sponsors.
And they want me to go to work at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
How many of us?
Batten down the hatches.
Batten down the hatches, exactly. I mean, and how are any of us even bothered or prepared for a fucking hurricane?
I'm ready. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever, dude.
Are you?
I'm rolling
really?
With it.
What do you got?
What do you got in your house?
What do you have?
I drink this shit, dude.
Well,
I drink this
Brian
shit.
Manuel.
The most interesting man in the world.
I'm out.
Yeah, I think we all need a beer. We need a beer run right now.
Need a beer run.
We're about at break.
I got a fact for you before we close.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I got something for you.
I'm not closing this thing. I was hoping to come back and do one more.
Yeah,
no,
just this segment right here.
Yeah. What you got for us, Brian?
All right, well,
what you got?
You know, I always call Owen the sheep shaker.
Because he is.
That's true.
It's funny. Hey, it's where he's from.
All right.
Well, he called you a
Let
me finish.
He called you a sheep shagger when we were punching out. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Let me finish. But if you're going to pick fun, you can only laugh at yourself. So I have picked at Owen and Trevor for the last week about finding the definition of a coon ass. And a coon ass is somebody from Southwest Louisiana,
where
unfortunately, I am from. So, I found this definition.
All right.
And I can't read very well because I am from Louisiana, but
You're going to give it a shot.
Do you want
give
me
him his noblest effort here.
Right.
So, here we go. It says, there are a few different thoughts of the origins from the first coon ass that refers to Louisiana Cajuns. Some have said that it compares to a Cajun part of the raccoon under the tail.
A.K.A. the taint.
A.K.A. the taint. Behind being the lowest part of the animals. Others claim that since a cage was lower than a black man. And a black man was referred to as a coon.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
It's your show. Yes, you did.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay. So they refer to lower than a black man, which can be referred as a coon's ass. Most likely the origin of a term of a coon ass from a French word used in the 1940s as a slang for a very stupid person.
You know what's funny is there's a roadie that I've worked with about 20 times whose name is coon ass. Well, and he has... Yeah, Kunas, and he's just a dirty old fucking roadie, and God bless him, too.
Some have said that it compares the Cajun to the part of the raccoons under the tail, being the lowest part of the animal.
Yep, the taint. The taint, motherfucker.
Fucking taint.
Well, I'm glad we could clear that up. I mean,
I'll
tell you what we'll do. We need to.
That shit's funny.
We need
hysterical.
No, we do.
We need to Urban Dictionary sheep shagger just so get that going here. Hang on, Urban.
Yeah, but me and Trevor are Irish, and that just means that we drink and beat our wives.
This is true.
Well,
I mean,
that's why mine's not there anymore.
Hey, man. You guys make fucking...
I'm English, so that means we do those same exact things, but we do it with a bit of class.
They do it over tea.
They do it over
exactly.
Tea.
Exactly.
I'm gonna throw this crumpet at you, bitch.
Sheep.
We do it over Jameson.
Shagger. All right, here we go. I feel like I've done this before.
I think
podcast.
You have. You have actually. I remember.
Well, here we go. An insult heard. I mean, it's so varied because it's a person who sneaks into a farm and has sexual intercourse with them. Hey, because what? Mel Gibson sneaking into a farm. dirty sheep shagger.
Dirty.
But
fucking Mel Gibson.
So it's used for both New Zealanders and the Welsh, so it gets confused. But you know, the top number one is a common insult of Welsh people. Sheep shagger.
So fun and games.
And the Kiwis.
Yeah, it is. You're a coon ass.
You're a coon.
I'm a sheep shagger. He's a street rat.
Street rat. All right. Whatever.
Fucking big rats in New York.
And you're looking at me. You're trying to figure it out.
You're trying to figure it out. You're like,
dude, this guy's like...
And you're just human filth.
Whatever.
Infectious human waste. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in a little bit. Whee! Enjoy this free rat song. See ya.
I take my bus and I can head it to the washing machine to meet the second counting seconds from the digital screen. I bought a dozen roses, shirts, and from the side of the street. They will get up in my back seat, they're exposed.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I think. Yeah? Why not?
I left the cameras live the whole time.
Huh? It's a good thing we didn't do anything bad.
That's true. Well, folks.
They watched me and Brian eat peanuts for like 10 minutes.
That's awesome. Well, just...
Papa D's nuts.
Sorry, the whole thing crashed on us. The studio might have overloaded the power. I don't know. I think it was the toaster oven in the kitchen.
Probably.
I think there's some old electrical wiring, and I think we tripped a breaker here. But yeah, we shut off the power in the two bedrooms, and we had to restore it. But we're back, and we're going to do one final segment because it's going to be the only segment that sounds good when this goes to podcast.
That's true.
Because all the other segments are going to be pulled off the internet and going to sound like dicks. So. Glad that you guys can be a part of the only good-sounding segment.
Dick.
You know, the other day I was at the factory, and instead of a guy saying to me, suck my dick, I'm doing something. Suck my dick. He said, kiss my dick. And I thought,
kiss my dick?
You know, that's even more of an insult than
yeah,
suck
right?
my dick.
Yeah, right? That's, yeah.
You know, it's like, kiss my dick. I don't want you to suck it.
Just suck it.
Just kiss it.
Just kiss it.
And then go away.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
What's up, Ginger? How you doing? Ginger has infiltrated the studio.
She's looking for moon jerky.
She wants moon jerky.
We don't have any moon jerky.
I don't think we do have moon jerky. Actually, no moon jerky. You know, I got an idea here because. I think we need to go back to the 80s a little bit.
Are we about to get Rickrolled?
We might.
I got Rickrolled at Hess the other morning.
I'm trying to think of anything I even have from the 80s anymore.
I mean, My God. I got hair metal. Which should not surprise anybody since I'm a scumbag.
Yeah,
I love Twisted Sister, bro. I got some Twisted Sister vinyl.
No! We're not gonna take it.
Screw him, Schneider.
He's
got like shows. It's his fault. The radio station went under. I'm sorry.
Chip took off.
Oh, is it really?
I lost my job because of that.
You lost your job because of fucking D.
Fucking
Schneider.
D. Schneider.
You see me?
He is kind of a
tool. Screw you, D. Schneider.
And now he taunts you with his wealth.
And now he taunts me. I seen him on Cribs the other day.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
He taunts
fucking kids.
He will do that.
He will do that.
I had to drive him and his kids around in a van all day at a fucking concert one day because they wanted to go see all the different stages, and that was my job, to drive him around. Fucking douche.
That's a shitty job.
It was a shitty job.
You were the runner?
I was the runner. I was.
Weak.
Was weak.
Decided we're...
That was internship days.
Hey!
I wasn't even getting paid.
We're on the moon in the 80s, guys. Nice. Yeah. That's why everything's day-glow over there, huh?
Oh.
Wow. We're on the moon.
We're on the moon, guys.
In the 80s.
Nice.
That's groovy.
I'm listening to 80s punk rock.
Nice. I actually just saw this movie where there was a bunch of robots. They were called Transformers, and they were on the moon.
I was going to say.
We should go see if they're here.
Do you know the reason
they're
why
cool.
we're on the moon in the 80s?
No.
Why are we?
MTV turned 30.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
MTV turned 30
MTV's
over the weekend.
Still around?
And
yeah, but it doesn't stand for music television
anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Moron television.
They don't count anymore.
Actually, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, Owen.
It was really interesting.
I feel weird.
All right.
Well,
are you tripping out?
I'm tripping.
You tripping
but,
balls?
But you know what's
like
weird
it's the
is
90s?
Everybody was talking about Moron TV tonight because the worst show in existence started again tonight. That's what I was looking at on my Facebook.
What's the worst show in existence?
Turn down the music, man. If you want to talk about the show, you got to turn
what
on
show
fucking
you talking about?
Fist-pumping music and we got to spike up our hair.
We could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Elmer's glue.
Because I was looking on Facebook and I don't understand why everybody in the fucking world is obsessed with the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God.
And it's in Italy. Yeah. So I wish a bunch of Italians would have kicked their ass and fucking threw them in the
fucking
river.
Your fucking cat just bit me.
Just bit of a rat.
Fucking
bit of a rat.
Why did she bite you? She doesn't bite.
She
doesn't bite.
She gets
him.
No
I
look
it.
When, like, yeah, when
she got nipples.
She'll roll over on her back and she'll be like, yeah, go ahead, pet my stomach, pet my stomach. Yeah. Fuck you.
All right,
eat
you
a
fucking,
dick.
All right, you fucking cunt.
I got you.
I got your number.
I keep kicking her out of the bed lately.
She's mad.
She's mad. I think she's really. She's spiteful because I kick her out of the bed and then like when she's even more a pain in the ass, she keeps trying to get in the bed and I keep knocking her off. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Fuck you. Out of the bedroom.
Out of the
I
bedroom.
I told Nicole and if I wake up with the dog on my side of the bed one more time and sleep on the floor, she got fucking pissed. She said, you're sleeping on the floor. I was like, no, I'm not.
No.
No.
You're sleeping on
the
floor.
You are
sleeping on the floor.
No, I'll sleep on the futon. It's cool.
Who's more important?
Anyway.
The dog or me?
Yeah.
Who's more? Nah, yeah.
Goddamn fucking cunt.
And you want to know what the
cunt.
Sad part is? The dog would win that fucking fight.
Yeah,
probably would.
The dog always wins that fight.
I'd be on the futon with Thomas the Train and fucking Lightning McQueen.
I'd be in here for a couple of weeks if we had that argument, but
yeah.
I think ultimately I would win because the cat might just escape.
I mean, ultimately I would win. Because the dog would accidentally
she
get run over by a car or something.
She bites.
The reason I did want to go to the moon and talk about old 80s fucking shit with MTV in particular is VH1 Classic did this awesome weekend where they showed 30 hours of nonstop clips. Like, it wasn't like shows in their full like length. It was 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there of their best comedy, their best shows, their best music videos, their best moments of MTV for the last 30 years. And it was actually really good. It was a good, you know, mishmash of shit. And you forget that once upon a time, MTV was a legitimate music channel.
Right.
And actually had some worth.
And a legitimate source of new music for
exactly.
a lot of people.
And music news.
Like,
yeah.
And it, correct me if I'm wrong. When I was a kid, I mean, I got into MTV earlier than I probably should as a kid, you know, like fourth or fifth grade, and I'm younger than you guys, and whatever. It's,
right.
But MTV was cool when it came out, and for a long time, MTV was a cool channel.
Back when there were two reality shows, when it was The Real World and Road Rules.
Puck.
But not even, man.
But even before that.
And, you know,
wait,
even
remote
before that.
Do you remember Remote Control?
Control?
Yeah,
Remote Control.
Headbangers Ball.
Headbangers Ball.
Although, what's his name? Ricky...
Duffy, bro.
Ricky Rocket.
Duffy? Ricky Rocket was always kind of a douche.
Nah,
no, Ricky Rackman.
Duffy was so hot, bro.
Rackman.
Duffy was
Rackman.
The hottest first VJ hot chick.
Was that the Blonde?
No,
no.
That's Jenny McCarthy.
No,
Duffy
no, no, no,
was
no, no,
way before her in the 80s.
Out, dude.
She had
what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Headhanger's ball, man. It's like singled out shit. Like
Headbanger's ball.
Decade later.
I mean, they brought it
now,
back.
I'm talking Duffy, bro, in the 80s. She had short brown hair. Oh, she was hot. She's the one, she got some brain aneurysm type
the plain
thing.
One. Yeah. She was kind of plain.
She was hot,
yeah. She was kind of
plain.
What about fucking Jenny McCarthy? It's like, come on.
Yeah, no, yeah. Jenny McCarthy.
He said
that was singled
he
out.
Said the
one, there was
one.
A blonde one at that time that was kind of like the punk rocker blonde chick. Was it like
Nina?
Nina
Hart.
Oh, you mean like the Cindy Lauper?
Yeah,
Nina Hart.
Yeah. All right.
I wasn't talking about
I know my MTV.
Listen, man, I was talking about Duffy, all
right?
I want my
MTV.
Every British person can do that on command. It's natural.
Fucking killer
true.
Song.
The best commercial was the guy with the big fat chef who blew his nose.
But you know, honestly, it's one of their worst songs.
Yeah,
Dire Straits
really is
like Sultans of Swing.
I
want
to listen to it right now.
Sultans of Swing is a
Sultans
great song.
Sultans of Swing.
I think you should play it.
We'll maybe lead out.
Yeah,
with
we'll
it.
Go out with it.
We'll maybe lead out with some Sultans of Swing.
I don't need your opinion either.
Hey, you know what? You just fucking sit over there in your corner. I'll sit on the scumbag throne, and everything will be okay.
All right.
We haven't even taken a look at him in a while.
Look at this fucking fine. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I am.
Finish your sentence.
Fine. Too much safety. Fine specimen of scumbag that I am. I haven't always.
Number one
been.
Scumbag moment of the week, Duncan. Go.
Number one scumbag moment of the week.
Pass the whiskey, go.
Pass the whiskey, go.
We're
five.
We're stepping this up.
I still catch them good.
Five. it's either the five whiskey sours at the wedding that
come
I
on.
Went to, or no, banging the girlfriend on the pool table in her parents' basement.
Oh, that's come on. I've done that, too. That's not
well,
a
yeah, but
scumbag.
It was my... I had never been to her house before.
Scumbag.
I
scumbag?
Well, that's
riding in the cart with these two fuckers at work.
Biggest scumbag moment was probably hanging out with Cord.
Wow.
Our new guy.
I'm not sure I like him.
No?
We're talking scumbag. We're talking scumbag.
These guys, I fucking dig these guys. Wait for it.
I saw the reverb.
I have this album if anybody's interested. Besides you, because you already have it.
I actually feel really bad because my biggest scumbag moment is I ultimately miss my nephew's birthday party because I have to work.
That's pretty lame.
That's not a scumbag.
That's not scumbag. Come on.
But it's like overtime and I easily
I can't
like,
hear myself think
well,
right
no,
now.
I forgot about a shift. You know, it's like, and I kind of, I'll be there and then
yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck.
You know what?
I said I took that. God damn it.
Yeah,
and I forgot about it and so it was like a last minute thing. I'm like, oh, shit, you're, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so I had to make an instant call back. I had to do that, you know, like.
You know what? You grow up
brother,
and you miss shit.
My brother
shit.
Talks to me. He's like, hey, man, you coming to this? I'm like, yeah, I can probably do that. And
sooner or later, you're going to let somebody down.
Nah, it's all right.
I've let a lot of people down.
You know what I do? I
just let it roll. I mean, things like that in life
is that
are just...
Is that scumbag or is
no.
that just
no,
part
it's
of life?
Life?
That's life.
Dude.
That's life.
I wouldn't be upset if you missed my birthday.
Yeah.
You got to work. I don't know,
right.
man. It takes a certain degree of somebody who understands what's going on. Like your brother, of course your brother wanted you to be there, but...
Yes, and especially, like, you look at the kind of industry that we work in, and fucking... It's to be expected.
That's what
happens.
You're gonna have to
work.
Yeah, this is true.
Wasn't like you were sitting in your room.
Yeah.
Whacking off.
In the tool shed.
Hanging out
I
with
mean,
fucking old
I
man
was.
Jim.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's what I call work. I don't know.
Yeah.
And,
you're still working.
There are days. There are days.
Sometimes, I mean, you'll... I don't want to talk about button dick again. We already talked about the bio laser healing. That's no good. I'm legal in this country for the next 10 years.
That's
good.
Fucking super.
I went through the Matrix today. I got my my federal ID taken. And hopefully they'll let me stay for another 10 years.
Yeah, not if they find out you're listening to Dimmu though.
Well, I shaved the scum stash for the interview.
Once again, why mine is so spectacular.
Hey, get out of your cat. Get out of here, you fucking cunt.
Ginger. God, Brian wants to see you. Ginger, come say sorry.
Just bit Brian.
Go get him, Ginger.
Get him. Today I've always been good to your fucking kid.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well.
Freaking bitch.
It's probably for all the time Sid fucking stepped on you and shit.
Right.
You know, I realized today as I was tossing and turning and bullshitting in bed as I went for a nap as you guys were probably working.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, look at this. Whatever.
Hey, it was one of my days. It's one of my days off. I gotta work Saturday.
Yeah, you'll have fun.
So whatever.
This fucking cat right here.
Yeah, watch out. That cunt bites.
I was in bed.
They do.
And naturally, as I was flipping through the channels, I ended up on CMT.
Did you now?
I'm sorry.
I have gotten to realize that it's not just the hip-hop community. It's not even just white dudes. It's not anyone anymore. Everyone is ass crazy.
Yep.
Ass crazy.
Ass crazy.
They all want scoops.
They all want
scoops at all times.
Scoops is what even makes the world go round.
Even country is doing it. I could probably find this song, but I'm too lazy. And it was something literally about shake that country girl, shake that country girl.
Am I the only one that's never heard this?
I've never heard it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're the only one that's heard it, Owen.
Scoops.
What's up, Ginger Brown?
No, he doesn't say scoops, but
it should.
But my point is that everyone
loves
loves scoops.
Yeah.
So it's even going country.
What's not to like?
Scoops gone country.
Man, Papa D's nuts.
Scoops will be doing some things in.
Get here, Ginger Brown.
Yeah, Scoops is coming.
Yeah, Scoops International.
Get ready.
Scoops is coming. Papa D Nuts is coming.
We get some of them Papa D's nuts over here.
There's all you guys ate
Papa
all.
Papa D's nuts.
Yeah, I got you
ate
all.
Left me and Brian in the room for 20 minutes. Nah, we didn't eat them all.
I helped. I did help.
By the way, Papa D's nuts are a nut company.
Oh yeah,
Papa D, he makes that nut. You know, makes a good nut.
And then when they get purchased, the guy tells you
grabbing my nuts.
Don't they kind of taste like the nuts you get at the mall? Sometimes, you know, where they're...
I've never had a butter toffee nut until tonight.
Yeah, I never had a butter toffee nut.
Seriously.
Well, they kind of taste like almonds you get, like, at the mall.
Like the roasted almonds? The German roasted almonds?
I like wasabi ones.
Meh.
Well, these are probably old. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They were fresh, I think.
Papa D's got old nuts.
Well, Papa anyway, D's old nuts.
Come on, give him some sort of
endorsement. Hey, Trevor, don't you have a picture that you wanted to show Owen tonight?
You have a picture you wanted to show me?
Yeah, you do. On your phone.
I mean, the world has already seen it. You haven't seen it yet? Oh,
yeah, beef curtains.
Wait, you didn't hear about this Little Kim thing?
I have not indeed seen the picture. I heard of the browsings on Facebook.
Put it on the camera.
My phone is dying.
You made me look at that shit.
You made me. You forced me to.
You look at anything. I said, look at this.
I can't put it in my face.
He took the phone.
It's in the guidelines.
He took the phone. He had the phone in his face.
No, hold on. It's in the guidelines. We can't show
porn. It's in the guidelines of Justin.TV. I can't show pornography.
Well, there's ones if you Google image it. They have ones that are blocked out. But whatever. I'll email it to you and you can check it out.
I'm Googling it right now.
All right.
You really don't want
to
see it.
But Little Kim apparently did a show at some club or something recently.
What is it? Little Kim?
No, apparently Biggie Smalls
did a good job on the roast beef curtains. But we already discussed all this because that's where the Bukkake
came
into play.
Little Kim shows her vagina. Okay.
Yeah, shows her vagina.
Yeah, shows her vagina.
I typed in Doug. I googled Little Kim Vag.
That's what I did.
I like it when I can stick my entire fucking head inside.
So glad we're on the same page. Do you think I'll find it then?
Jesus.
No, you will. Click on images. It should be right there.
I should have gone to images.
I made Brian uncomfortable. Sorry, guys.
Little Kim shows her vag.
Again, I made you uncomfortable. It's the second time in like an hour. Shit.
I'm not seeing it, man. It's not in images.
Then Trevor drank my beer.
Wait, that's right there. Right, keep going. Orange.
Keep going down.
Wait, no, what?
Right there. Top
what?
Left, I see it.
Top left.
Oh, this one? Yeah, there
beef
you go.
Beef curtains.
Bam, beef curtains.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I told you, it's right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't want it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more disturbing than Shake the Bear.
She got worked by Biggie.
That's right? What I'm saying. Roast she beef curtains.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? I think
Biggie Smalls was not. He was Biggie.
That is Machiavelli fucking laughing in your faces. You know what? I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
I'm going to start calling him Biggie. I'm going to start calling him Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, hell no. No, I think that's Tupac. I think that's when he talked about. Well, no, I guess he was talking about Faith Hill.
Yeah,
huh?
He was talking about Faith.
Faith
yeah,
Evans.
Faith Hill?
Faith Hill? That's yeah, Tim McGraw's wife. Tim McGraw might be pissed.
That'd be a good point.
He'd have an army of fucking rednecks beating down every ghetto in the fucking
Tupac
country.
Tupac would have no chance.
Oh, man.
Kiss! Is Tupac ramming her?
Kiss this bitch.
But then he'd laugh. Ha 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 ha. He laughs on all those fucking songs.
Look at my thug laugh.
He was the artist that mastered the laugh on tape.
I'm actually a huge fan of
I love I like Tupac. Tupac.
I love, everybody yeah, likes Tupac. Shit.
I won't deny it.
We all
I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me.
Yeah. I mean, he ain't no Biggie, but he's still good.
Come on.
Oh, look at Virtua Girl HD.
I see that.
You see that? And then
that's nice.
And then there's some guy fucking.
There's just a dong slapping against dong. The badge. Right.
What are you guys watching over there?
We're going to end this thing really classy, okay?
Yeah, right. Little Kim's vagina. Real classy.
No.
Full class.
No, we're going to end this thing real class.
Since we had the dong moment. Always comes back to dick on this show somehow.
Of course it will.
Yeah. It's four dudes sitting in a room.
Basically, what I want to say is, you know, ladies, you know, they get horny and you get with them. And I've never personally had this happen.
Uh-huh.
But from what I understand is that when you see it in porno, and it's, you know, of course, overdone and over enacted, whenever a girl squirts. nothing but piss.
I've never seen it. I've tried too.
That's what I've heard. Nothing but piss. It's one of those yeah. porno myths.
I've heard of one person who I wish I could get him on the phone, but I don't have a cell phone number right now. Some man from college who claims that he had a girl do it once.
I think it's
a girl
bullshit.
That I knew, but I don't know.
I've seen a lot of videos.
I've
seen tons of videos.
Tons of Ryan. Videos, but I've never seen it. I don't know. I've tried too.
Talking to me.
I am. You're
talking to me.
What you want to know?
Do you want to make a girl squirt?
Exactly.
No, I've never experienced it.
Exactly.
Like
yeah, exactly. So it's all bullshit.
I think
and
so.
We all know that we've, you know, made chicks come. We've made yes. them happy. Whatever, yeah. you know.
And I even had, I'm not even going to lie, I even had a girl who told me, I used to, she used to say stop because I feel like I'm going to pee. She said, no, I'm not going to because I want to make you squirt and it never happens.
But
I'm just telling you. Tried it like three or
that's
four times
filthy,
it never happens.
Do you really want that to happen?
Well, once I thought about the logic of it, I was like, maybe, because nobody's ever
no.
seen it. I've had this
conversation.
Yes. No, listen, I've had this conversation, you know, before when I was in college and stuff, and that's why this came up. I'm kind of happy this came up. You need to turn the music down. I'm yelling here.
I tried to class it up with some frou-frou. Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, you can leave it low, but you don't bring it up a
fucking
little.
Squirting. We need the fucking music.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, I don't think it can be done. You're absolutely right.
No, exactly.
No, anything can be done. We live in America.
Yeah, we live in America, goddamn it. We can make it happen.
I'm saying when you see it,
it can be done.
In particular, look, it's bullshit.
If there are any ladies out there that are listening, if you have the ability to squirt when you have an orgasm,
then we want to see it. We'll take a camera.
I will volunteer. I will make it happen.
Yeah.
One of the people who claims this is one of my friends that you actually met in New York.
Oh, no
shit. He claims that this happened to him.
Oh, well, I mean.
And I tend to believe my man.
Then get video.
So,
anybody that can get video
of
it.
The question is, did he shower afterwards?
Probably not,
this
knowing
is true.
Him.
This is fucking
back
gross.
That at that time in his life, no, he probably didn't.
Dirty fucker.
He was a dirty fucker.
Well,
you guys would love him actually if you ever met him. Maybe yeah, I'll get him. I'm gonna get him to call in next time.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah.
By
yeah,
the way, you can still call in.
I mean, yeah, if somebody wants to call in,
I never fired that up when the computer crashed. So.
Oh well, then you can't call in.
Well,
so
no,
fuck
I'm
you.
Firing it up now. So if they want to, they can. just in the dying just, minutes.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know what?
If you don't know the number by now, you should remember it, you fuckers. It's 321-332-0186.
Oh, no radio show.
Classing it up with Squirt Talk.
Yeah. Classing it up with Squirt Talk.
You know, as we do.
That's right.
Dad, if you're still listening... Yeah, I guarantee you he's not. He must have given up by now.
Right.
If he hasn't.
Look, we've had Rape Month.
More power to you, Dad.
Look, we had Rape Month on the Oh No Radio show.
We had Rape Month, that's right.
You know, so now it's obviously sweaty. That it'll go.
We had an ass crazy world.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about country girl asses more and how those were nice.
The honky tonk.
But
the
I didn't really, you know, I didn't really talk about that.
Didn't go anywhere.
Do you like country girl asses, Trevor?
Sure. I don't discriminate on
that. Big white, you know which ones I'm talking about.
Big white round asses?
Yeah, they're big. They're
see,
big,
I would think a country. I would think a country.
They're
girl
wide.
Ass
they're a little wider. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Country girl ass.
I would think a country.
That's girl
a Florida
would be
country girl ass. If you're a Florida country girl and you know all about that call.
I don't discriminate. I like all types.
No,
of asses.
Good ass. I think it's
baby barren hips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. what.
Let's see a fucking wanker. Right.
I got a friend Pete. Well, maybe I'm in a band with him, but he goes to this one particular club in town. He's got an obsession with the fat country girl ass.
Really?
And apparently he goes, I don't know if you've ever been there to Cowboys.
No.
I think it's in Sanford.
No, it's on OBT.
Apparently it's nothing
but
just
where it is,
but gorgeous blonde country girls.
Nice.
They're what we like to party. They're woo girls.
And he goes and he just mops the floor. Like,
nice.
Fucking.
Good for him.
You know, yeah. I mean,
all right.
Yeah, country girl. Yeah, all right.
That's fine.
He wears his Western shirt and he goes down and kind of walks the walk and pretends like he's kind of fits yeah. in. And hey, you know.
Look at the shit, and then next thing you know, it's reverse cowgirl in the back seat. And
James Bond.
James Bond.
And all you got to do is a little line dance. Step in the shit.
Step in the shit.
Exactly.
Look at the shit.
It's a sneak attack. It's a sneak attack.
Hey, Ginger's back.
Benoit's fucking watcher, too. Like.
Yeah. So. I gotta pay.
Anybody got anything else? I think we need to wind this thing down.
Yeah. I saw a really cool ultimate survival shotgun for the zombie apocalypse on a website called Geekology.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's boring.
Yeah, well,
boring.
It's boring until
next.
The zombie apocalypse.
Next. I was going to say how Tiger Woods is kind of a dick.
Ah, fuck Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
next.
Right.
Firing his caddy. That's kind of a prick move after
prick.
He fucking...
Fuck him.
Stay with him for so long.
Whatever.
I was going to say that Google Plus is kind of dead.
It's fuck. Yeah, Google
yeah.
Plus sucks.
And I think it's... Oh, no, I think it's a good
she
service. I just don't think anybody's gone.
She did.
That fucking...
That's a wrap. Ginger Bit Brian again.
Ginger
We're out of here.
Again.
We got killer cats. Shit's going haywire.
I'll tell you something, you little fucking cunt. I'll be back. This isn't the last
I really think Americans need to get more on board with the usage of the word cunt.
Cunt?
I think so too.
I use it a lot. You get in trouble
for it around women. Yeah,
women
hate
really
it.
Hate that.
See,
word.
I use
if
it.
If there's
well,
one
the problem
word
is
that
I
you
use
can't
it
say
in,
around women,
yeah.
it is cunt.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when you use it in anger.
Unless you're from England. Unless
like
you're from the UK
or
no.
your Jim Jefferies. You fucking cunt.
You fucking.
Hello.
So,
yeah, Australians.
Australians can toss it left and right.
Australians.
Yeah.
I miss Shark Week.
Cheers
Shark Week. I DVR'd it. I gotta watch some Shark Week.
Fuck Shark Week.
What do you mean, fuck Shark Week?
I meant to say
you
something
wouldn't,
about
you wouldn't
this.
Get in the water with a fucking
no,
shark, you,
you know
pussy.
What?
You were scared
a
of a spider.
I fished a shark.
You, I fished
a shark.
I caught a
3.5-foot.
Shit,
I caught a 3.5-foot.
You fished
foot.
Him. With
shark.
A big fucking hook.
With a fucking hook.
By crikey.
I fucking
and then I'm going to jam my thumb in
his
I fucking speared him.
Nah. Shark Week bores me because it's just the same thing year in, year out.
It is. It's just new
we got
footage.
A new show about how we're discovering the science of this new breed of shark.
I stick my finger right here. This fucking
For the first time.
It's a female.
For the first time, we are sticking this probe up the shark's bum hole so that he will swim around the oceans.
Really?
And
all
we will learn his diet and where
you
he
look
goes
at the,
to breed.
He ate
it's
a
like,
fucking
that's how rude
fish.
Is that to the shark? We're going to stick something up your
ass. How rude is that to the
it's
shark?
It's like, hey, man, these guys are dinosaurs.
The
so
rudest
like,
motherfucker in the world is worried about this shark.
I'm going to stick something up your ass so we can track what you eat, when you shit, and when you fuck.
It's like, I am a fucking dinosaur. They're dinosaurs. They're sticking probes in their ass, man. To follow these guys around. They're like, man, what?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
The fucking dinosaurs, dude. Sharks.
The fuck are you talking about sharks? Dinosaurs?
No, because sharks and alligators.
Sharks are around fucking prehistoric fucking time, dude.
They are a prehistoric creature, but they're not dinosaurs. Fuck that. I call the gator that lives in the pond in front of my house a dinosaur.
Dude, I can't wait to hunt gator.
I called the gator that lived in front of my pond in my house a while ago Carl, so what does that matter?
Yeah.
Shoot him, Elizabeth.
All right. We're fucking out of here.
Hey, man. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey.
We tried to put on a show. The power cut us out.
This is the biggest train wreck.
Yeah. And you know what? You get what we give you and fucking like it. How about that? Exactly.